Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin. May I please have your zip code so I can locate the account?
98640.
Thank you. So that was 98640.
Yes.
Thank you. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Linda Penn.
Thank you. And that'll be one moment as I do see if I can locate that. And so that I can see if I've located the correct account, could you verify the address we'd have on file?
No, you can tell me what you have on file.
I am sorry, however, I am not allowed to do that for security purposes.
Well, this is my security purpose because this is a fraudulent charge and I would like to dispute it.
No, no, we dispute it here. But yes.
Oh, we, yes.
But if they won't do it, we'll take it to the credit card people.
We'll take it to the credit card. I don't know what this is about. I'm just, it popped up on my computer, so. You tell me what it is, please.
What did I buy?
I do completely understand. However, I do work for a call center that services over 400 different companies, and I'm not allowed to give that information out in case I do have the wrong account pulled up. That is why I do have to verify the account to make sure I do have the correct one located.
2718 232nd Lane, Ocean Park, Washington. 98640.
Thank you. And if you will give me just a second to look over the account and see exactly what is going on, it will take me just one moment.
Okay.
Okay. And what I am showing is that there would have been either an email, a survey, or an ad that would have been responded to that would have led to the chance at a contest for a prize such as an iPhone, an iPad, a vacuum, or a blender. And it would have stated in the terms and conditions by doing the contest that you would be agreeing to join the meal plan app Bites Hub.
Huh. No.
So you're stating it was not you that did the contest?
Well, I did do a contest, but there was nothing into it other than a $2 charge, which is what I did on my card, but not a $59.80. I don't know what $59.89 is.
So, yes, when doing that contest, in the terms, it would have informed you that you'd be signing up for the meal plan at Bites Hub for $59.89 per month.
No, I want to cancel that, please.
I really
cannot do that.
I really am sorry to hear that. I can definitely get the account canceled for you to prevent all future charges.
Yeah, I have to. I can't afford that. I'm on a fixed income.
And I have gotten the account canceled for you, and I do have a cancellation number available whenever you are ready.
Okay.
The cancellation number is C as in Charlie, 92053117.
177.
You have a credit reference number.
Do you have a credit reference number?
That would be confirming the account has been canceled and refunded.
Okay. Terrific. I thank you.
You're very welcome. And was there anything else I could assist you in?
No. Thank you so much. As long as it's done and over. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And I do want to thank you for calling customer service. And I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Have a good day.
Thank you.